This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I'm here at the U.S. Open Juniors qualifying with the LSU coach, Danny Bryan, and we are here just watching these juniors dig it out on court. And I wanted to ask you what advice you have for parents of junior players who are aspiring to play college tennis.
Well, first, it's very important that they, if they contact us early, that always helps if you actually know which kids are interested before you kind of can start the process. On our end, is a little late when they actually allow us to contact a kid. So if we already know someone's interested, we could start looking a little bit earlier, and that helps. So when we go to Kalamazoo, we can watch the 16s and we kind of pinpoint who we're watching. So that'd be the main thing that I would say.
And when you're at a tournament like this or like Kalamazoo, what specifically are you looking for? Because we hear a lot of things as parents of what our kids should be doing to make themselves visible to college coaches. I want to hear from the horse's mouth what it is you're looking at.
First of all, you don't want to stand out too much in a negative way. That's always something that, that if you do that, then most coaches will kind of walk away. That happens a lot. So that would be the last thing you want to do, is to stand out too much, but let your game do the talking. We like to see some kids that actually will deal with adversity well, because you're going to come up with some different things that happen in a match, and we want to see a kid that doesn't freak out. And then also just hustle. If you're letting a lot of balls go and you're not going to run them down, that's kind of a turnoff as well. So those are a few of the things that we're looking for.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us, and enjoy your time at the Open.
Thank you.